As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you and welcome. It is the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. 844-RAY-SHOW. If you want to jump on board, the call is free. The advice priceless. But this hour of Money Power, it's a little bit easier to get through. If you just simply email me, just go to RayLucia.com. I think we finally got the email bag taken care of. I had a couple of problems with it last week, but I think it's all right today. RAYLUCIA.com. Click on the Ask Ray button, just like Melissa, Larry, Steve, Sean, and Eddie did. And we'll get to them, hopefully, in that precise order coming up in just a bit. So make sure you stay with us. Treating investment. Was it investment news? No, it was Ben Carlson, I think. When intelligence fails miserably. Fascinating stuff. I'll get to that momentarily, but it reminded me of a guy I used to work for many, many years ago. And one of his favorite lines was, if you're so smart, why aren't you rich? And as it would, as luck would have it, a lot of these folks, like the people at Long Term Capital Management and others, Enron and so forth, very, very, very smart people that very, very quickly lost all of their wealth, many times because of those smarts. Common sense sometimes plays a very critical role in investing, and we'll talk about that. But I start today with something that I have discussed before, but over in Investment News, they had a great piece on this that I want to share with you, because if you are on the precipice of retirement, you need to pay very close attention. And even if you aren't, you need to understand that right now, because of potential valuations and so forth, it may, in fact, be the worst possible time to retire. In fact, I have quoted on this program others who have said it's worse than it's been in over a decade. This could be the worst decade for many, many years that individuals are facing retirement. So here's what was highlighted in this Investment News article. The probability of being financially secure throughout one's golden years without severely compromising one's lifestyle or running out of money altogether depends largely on what happens in the markets in the first few years of retirement. You've heard me discuss this thing called sequence risk, and that's sort of what they're alluding to, but allow me. Current market conditions bode horribly for near-term retirees. In fact, the U.S. is in uncharted waters, according to the researchers, because of the concurrent forces of stock valuations near record highs and bond yields that are historically low. Now, I know you're going to say, well, the bond yields are going up. Yes, at a 3% 10-year, you're still looking at historically low interest rates, with stocks at historically high valuations. In fact, the worst time to retire is when stocks have run for a while without an intervening bear market, which, as you all know, is a 20% or more downturn from the recent highs. This is when expected returns are low or negative. Conversely, the best time to retire is actually during a bear market, where your portfolio is likely to benefit from good returns. And the upswing that happens subsequent to the bear market, and most bear markets don't last all that long. But a doozy of a bear market can affect you for a decade, as we learned during the lost decade. Remember that. The last big bear market in the U.S. ended in March of 2009, which is more than 9 years ago. But that also marked the lost decade, where returns from 2000 through 2009 were actually negative. So imagine retiring then and having a negative return from your portfolio. God forbid you were all in stocks and withdrawing 4, 5, 6% while the market proceeded to lose 50% twice during the course of that decade while you were withdrawing your 4, 5, or 6%. And many believe that the sequence of risk today is equally as bad, if not worse. Wow. They go on. Research shows if a bear market leads to a prolonged period of negative or mediocre returns, your retirement withdrawals could be severely affected, especially if you hit a bad decade or multiple bad years. So have you thought about this? I have discussed it, by the way. For those that listen every day, you know that I have discussed it. But those that are fairly new to the program may not have explored the fact that stocks don't always do what they've done over the last 9 years. We've had a really, really good run, like straight up. According to Michael Kitsis's research, 10 years is the sweet spot for sequence of return risk. He goes on, there's a high correlation, 0.79, between what are considered safe withdrawal rates and market returns during the first decade of retirement. Basically, that means the higher the stock returns after accounting for inflation in the first decade of retirement, the higher the withdrawal rate that can be sustained in the portfolio. Another way to look at it is your remaining wealth after the first 10 years of retirement can determine 80% of the variation in your safe withdrawal rate over a 30-year period of time, which likely will be enough time for you to retire. You've also heard me discuss the research of Dr. Wade Fowle from the American College. Back in 2011, he wrote, individuals who retired in 2000 are a recent example of this concept of the sequence risk. The S&P 500 hovered around 1,400 points to start the new millennium and fell to 815 by September of 2002. It rebounded to about 1,550 points in October of 2007 before falling during the financial crisis and didn't recover to a similar level until March of 2013. That's a big deal, folks. Most people don't expect having zero returns for the next 15 years. And I dare say that computer program that your broker or financial advisor is using probably doesn't take that into account. It probably shows you making 8% per year every single year, being able to withdraw 4 or 5% per year every single year, increasing the 4 or 5% every single year at 3% inflation, and you living happily ever after, leaving your kids richer than you. And while that could potentially be the case, it is not likely that it's going to be the case, especially now. So fortunately, some market valuation measures do offer reliable hints as to when you should consider taking action. What kind of action? I will get into that momentarily. But Kitsis is alluding to, in his research, the Shiller price-to-earnings ratio, more commonly known as the PECAPE, the cyclically adjusted. Now, it's a terrible predictor of short-term returns, but a pretty good predictor of real returns over a decade or more. And that's when the sequence risk matters the most. The current ratio is 33. The cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio today is roughly 33, higher than it was at the prelude to the bear markets in both 2008 and 1929. Now, it is approaching its value in 2000, which was a, you know, obviously a tech-driven potential crash. But 2008 and 1929 were the two mothers of all bear markets and crashes. And the CAPE ratio today, the PE, averaged over the past 10 years, inflation adjusted, at 33, is higher than it was in 08 and in 1929. What to do about this when we come back? Make sure you stay with us. This is the one talk show in America you must tune into. It's the Ray Lucia Program.
In today's finance update, we look at binary options fraud and how the CFTC is protecting consumers. Dan Rutherford, Deputy Director, CFTC, on what consumers might face.
There are a lot of companies out there that create phony trading websites. They make tremendous promises. They have very aggressive salespeople. And really what they do is they try to pull you in, get your credit card information, and just start charging you up.
Watch videos of fraud victims and verify if brokers and companies are registered at smartcheck.gov. Now to retirement. A new study by the IALC shows access to retirement plans depends on industry and business size. Jim Pullman, Executive Director, IALC.
A lot of those people working for smaller businesses don't necessarily have access to retirement plans because their businesses aren't really putting them out there and offering those up for employees.
Outside of employers, fixed indexed annuities offer retirement savings and a lifetime income stream. More retirement tips at FIAinsights.org.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we're back. This is the Ray Lucia Show, helping you to make better money moves. I know you got a lot on your mind. You got Israel on your mind, and you got North Korea on your mind, and what's going on in Palestine. I mean, Iran, that's on everybody's mind, too. But if you're in retirement right now, you're spending your own money to eat, or you're on the precipice of retirement, you need to also focus on your own financial situation. Let Trump worry about, you know, thermonuclear war and all the other stuff that's out there. You still got to focus on your own retirement. And we're talking about the potential risk that exists today. In fact, many believe this is the worst possible time in history for someone to enter retirement. Of course, you're already in retirement. That's even worse because you have no choice. I mean, if you're 80 years old, you're not going to go back to work. Someone on the precipice of retirement might choose to keep working a tiny bit longer. Now, why do I say this? Well, it's because the historical research, as done by Robert Shiller of Yale, his cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio, which today is valued at 33, the highest, I think, we've seen at least since the year 2000, but it's actually higher than it was during the crash of 2008 and 1929. It's essentially the current stock price divided by the average of the past 10 years of inflation-adjusted earnings. Now, I said it's 33, but the recent flurry of volatility shaved a couple of points off of it. So as we sit here today, it's 31. That's still, according to David Blanchett, the highest point in the last 140 years. Blanchett from Morningstar Investment Management. He's the head of their investment research. So I'm quoting from, you know, brainiacs that do this stuff for a living. I'm not making it up. So you could say stocks are valued today at the highest we've ever seen, at least going back 140 years. And when we talk about bonds, they're not looking so hot either, because the 10-year Treasury, even at 3% today, is still below the average of 4.6% going all the way back to 1870. So what is that, 25, 30%, 40% or whatever lower than its historical average? So how do you mitigate the sequence risk? In other words, you've got your money in a portfolio. You need to start pulling money out. The bear market hits, your stocks drop 20, 30, 40, 50%, or they just go nowhere for the next 10 years. It's a 0% return over the next 10 years. Meanwhile, you're pulling 4, 5, 6% out. You're going to be in big trouble. Wade Fowle says start spending conservatively. Well, Wade, easier said than done. Many of us are locked into fixed expenses in retirement. He says instead of spending 4%, following the 4% rule, follow the 3% rule. Well, that may sound easy on paper, but how do you do that? You know, it's a pretty substantial cut in pay, isn't it? 25%. But Fowle also recommends reducing exposure to volatility. I totally agree with that. And not necessarily via bonds, but other instruments that don't have volatility, and I've talked about it a lot. Annuities, for example, does not expose you to any kind of a market downturn, at least certain types of them. And they can fill a part or all of the spending gap. The other thing you can do is look at buffer assets. And Fowle has written books on this reverse mortgage concept. Many times taking out a reverse mortgage and using that money to live on while you postpone taking Social Security is the best annuity you can buy. But so many people shun that whole concept. They shun the concept of an annuity. They shun the concept of a reverse mortgage. And they do so in favor of stocks, bonds, and cash. And all I am suggesting to you is that the timing right now does not appear to be all that favorable for stocks, bonds, and cash. Although cash is starting to look a little bit better. Because obviously short-term interest rates have gone up. And short-term interest rates are getting very near the longer-term interest rates, which is also a sign of danger ahead. When short-term rates exceed longer-term rates, that so-called inverted yield curve, you're now staring down the pipe of what could be a recession, although it looks highly unlikely today. So what to do? Well, I'll tell you, there are several things that you can do. You can look for alternative strategies. And an alternative strategy within the stock and bond world is to use fixed indexed annuities as an example, as a bond alternative, and move some of your stock allocation to those dismal international markets over the last 10 years. And emerging markets, although in the last year, they seemingly have started to come back, but their values are much lower than our domestic values. And further diversifying your equity portfolio is usually a very good idea. Right now, a lot of your potential return is tied up in a very, very few number of very, very large companies. The FANG stocks and so forth, which have been driving the market returns. I'm not suggesting they're going to, you know, crash tomorrow. I'm just saying prudence, you remember Dear Prudence? Prudence would dictate that you look for a more diversified way to get to the same place. And maybe capital preservation becomes far more important today, making sure you have an ample supply of monies that you can draw from to produce whatever income you need during a lost decade ahead for stock prices. It may not happen, but then again, it may. And if it does, you must be prepared. Alternative strategies such as real estate, something that provides a cash flow where you can, you know, write yourself a check every month to live on while you wait for the markets to turn around. Yes, dividend-paying stocks can do the same thing, but the dividend you get from most dividend-paying stocks is sub 3%, and the yield you get from real estate is, you know, sub 6%. Maybe a little more than 6, depending on where you buy. But 6 sounds better than 3, and real estate does tend to be a little bit less volatile. So alternative strategies, buffered strategies, annuitization, added to your existing stock, bond, and cash mix is the answer
It's National Pet Week, the perfect time to congratulate the new winner of the prestigious Boostat Award. Dr. Cynthia Otto, founder of the University of Pennsylvania's Vet Working Dog Center, is the winner of the American Veterinary Medical Association's 2018 Boostat Companion Animal Veterinarian of the Year Award. Dr. Otto has demonstrated her passion for the human-animal bond.
Leo Boustad was such an amazing veterinarian, and he really saw that relationship between animals and people in a new way. And I feel very, very privileged to have received that award.
Researcher, leader, mentor, and trainer, Dr. Otto said she couldn't ask for a better career.
We came to the conclusion that it's good for the dogs to have this job, to have this physical activity, to have the connection with the handlers. That connection is the best manifestation of the human-animal bond.
And thanks to Merck Animal Health for their support of the human-animal bond. There's more on the Boostat Award and veterinary medicine at avma.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-875-5433. 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, Booker T, welcome back. This is the one talk show you must tune into every day because I will single-handedly help you make better money moves. Ray Lucia Show. RayLucia.com. I'll get the emails momentarily. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. I got a few people standing by. If you happen to email me right now, I'll try to get to it. So here's the question. Is your money manager a genius? If so, you've got absolutely nothing to worry about. They can get you in. They can get you out of the market because they know they're genius IQ type people. Not necessarily a smart thing to do. You know, my very best friend, who I agree with probably on nothing politically, but he's still been a good buddy of mine for many, many years. And he's a genius. He truly is. Got one of those genius brains. I don't. But then again, you already know that. But this guy, I mean, he sends me article after article. I mean, of course, he's, you know, trying to get me to change my political stance on just about anything and everything. But he's also a single dude that's been taken by, I don't know, one ambitious female companion after the other. Let's just say that. Gold diggers. How do I say it tactfully? And he's been swept off of his feet many times. The last one, I'm going to marry this girl. She's fantastic. And about 2 years later, after a nice run, he says, well, we broke up. Well, why'd you break up? Well, she kind of wanted me to buy her a $4 million house. Yeah, of course. When intelligence fails miserably. Ben Carlson wrote this. It's brilliant stuff. Because it's not just the smarts that are key, especially when it comes to investing. Here's what he wrote. In 2001, Enron was the seventh largest company by revenue before declaring the largest bankruptcy, at least at that time, in U.S. history. Fortune named it the most innovative company 6 years running from 95 until the year 2000, just before it blew up. They're also named the seventh most admired company in 2001, the year they declared bankruptcy. The company overstated their profits by a mere $600 million. And assets were overstated by, $24 billion. Employees lost almost $1 billion in company stock, which made up more than 60% of the assets in their 401k plan. There's a hint for everybody. Stock fell from 90 bucks down to 4, down to 0. Yet, half of Wall Street analysts covering the company still rated the stock a strong buy or a buy. How's that grab you? You want to trust the geniuses that are the analysts out there? Yeah, stock dropped from 90 to 4. It's still a strong buy. Folks, go out and buy it. Take all your money. Put it in Enron. I mean, it's fascinating when they talk about, you know, the CEO, Jeffrey Skilling. He was quoted as being one of the more ingenious people around. And in the book, The Smartest Guys in the Room, The Amazing Rise and Scandalous Fall of Enron, they're quoted as saying this: when people describe Skilling, they don't just use the word smart. They use phrases like incandescently brilliant or the smartest person I ever met. Skilling in the late 1980s wasn't a physically striking man. He was a smallish, a little pudgy, and balding, but his mental agility was breathtaking. He could process information and conceptualize new ideas with blazing speed. He could instantly simplify complex issues into a sparkling, compelling image. And he presented his ideas with a certainty that bordered on arrogance and brooked no dissent. He used his brain power not just to persuade, but to intimidate. Without question, Skilling's formidable intelligence had a lot to do with turning Enron into a company that was successful, at least for a while. But he also had qualities that were disastrous for someone running a big company. For all his brilliance, Skilling had dangerous blind spots. His management skills were appalling in large part because he didn't understand people. He expected people to behave according to the imperative of pure logic, but of course nobody does that. In fact, including Skilling himself. Enron. You remember Enron. And it doesn't stop there. We go back to the late 1980s, long-term capital management. Remember John Merriweather, the hedge fund manager? They went through a similar spectacular fall from grace. And they had Nobel laureates like Robert Merton and Myron Scholes, along with a huge collection of PhDs and experienced traders. And you saw what happened to them. Here is what was written about long-term capital management. Just as a handbook of poker might tell you that the odds of drawing an inside straight were 8.51%, professors calculated that long-term would lose at least 5% of its money 12% of the time. That is, in 12 of every 100 years. The letter went on to state the precise odds of the funds losing at least 10%, as well as 15% and 20%. Of course, long-term could jigger the odds by changing certain assumptions. Thus, the letter contained not just one column of numbers, and this letter was to their shareholders, but multiple columns, like a page from the Daily Racing Form. The point was, long-term predicted the odds with precision. It was as if the professors had some secret knowledge of an altered view of the world, for no ordinary investor would hazard such forecasts. It was definitely thrilling to be alive back then. Bethany McLean and Peter Elkind wrote about this, the Enron scandal. Here's what they had to say. What thrilled Skilling always was the intellectual purity of an idea, not the translation of that idea into reality. Michael Lewis about long-term capital management, quote, "For nearly 15 years, Merriweather and the young professors had been engaged in an experiment to determine how far human reason alone could take them. They failed to appreciate that their fabulous success had made them quite unquestionably part of the experiment. No longer were they the creatures of higher reason who could remain detached and aloof. They were the lab rats lost in the maze." Ben Carlson wrote an outstanding article, "When Intelligence Fails Miserably." And Ben goes on to say, too much intelligence can be dangerous. Being the most intelligent person in the room, or at least assuming you are, is often the most dangerous place to be. It can leave you susceptible to overthinking things and becoming overconfident in your own abilities. My friend thought he was, you know, a debonair dude who could basically hook any fish he wanted. Problem was, they were hooking him. Ben goes on, "And when others around you assume intelligence is the be-all, end-all, no one else holds you accountable for your decisions. Unchecked intelligence is the worst kind because you begin to assume you are unstoppable. Emotional intelligence is underrated. It's easier to fool yourself with complexity," so says gentle Ben. "Complexity in business and investing makes it easier to game your own system. Be very careful, folks, when you see these complex schemes that are going to make you rich. And finally, understand this. Risk is always there, even when you don't see it. And this is why I spend so much time on this program talking about maintaining a portfolio that gives you some semblance of guarantees, something that you can fall back on. Because I'll be the first to tell you that I'm no Merton Miller Nobel Prize winner. But what he had to say was quite compelling. Quote, in a strict sense, there wasn't any risk. Remember, Merton Miller was part of the long-term capital management clan. In a sense, he said, there wasn't any risk if the world had behaved as it did in the past. If it were only that easy, folks. Just remember that past performance is no indicator of future results, and all of the computer programs in the world can convince you of one thing or another, but reality may not suggest that that's what you're going to earn on your investment. It's far better to take a more conservative approach. We'll be back with email.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientists observed subject A at station refueling with Synergy gasoline, available in three grades and meticulously engineered to help protect your engine from deposits while giving you better gas mileage. Clearly, subject A is intelligent. Maybe subject A wants to get a burger and be best friends. Subject A is leaving. Conclusion? Synergy gasoline gives you better gas mileage, and subject A is a maybe for burgers and best friends.
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Program. Just remember what we've covered today. It's so important that, at least according to the cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio, now is a very dangerous time to retire. I mean, I could be wrong on that. The markets could keep going up for the next 5-10 years. We don't know. But statistically speaking, it's looking a tad bit dicey. And if you think that your broker, financial planner, money manager are the smartest people around, just remember what Ben Carlson wrote, "When Intelligence Fails Miserably," telling the story of Enron and long-term capital management, both magnificently successful with huge falls from grace. One cost thousands of employees, perhaps everything, and the other almost took down the world financial markets. I don't know if you remember the long-term capital management thing in the late 1990s, but it was very, very tense times. In either event, we start today with Melissa, who sent in an email. "My husband and I are about to retire at age 66. We're very nervous about the market. We have $600,000 saved and need about $40,000 per year from our investment portfolio. My broker says that's too much. What should we do?" Well, first off, Melissa, I think your broker is doing you a real service here, because I think it is too much. That's almost 7%. You've heard about the 4% rule and the 3% rule, which basically says, you know, multiply 4% or 3% times the amount of money that you have, and that'll tell you what you can safely spend, inflation adjusted, for the next 30 years. Well, even under the 4% rule, which has been questioned with these high valuations and low bond yields that I discussed earlier, 4% of $600,000 is $24,000 a year. That's 16 grand short of your almost 7% that you need. What can you do? Well, there's a couple of things you can do. One is work longer, even if it's just a couple of years longer. Can you put in 2 more years and delay taking $80,000? What's your Social Security? If it's like, let's see, 2 people working, maybe it's like $45,000. If you postponed by working the next 2 years, the $45,000 will go up a little bit, 8% per year. But then you could withdraw money from your portfolio for the next 2 years, and your $45,000 gets to grow to over $60,000. That's a pretty darn good deal, because all of a sudden, you know, you got $15,000, $20,000 less money you need from your portfolio from that point. And it's all inflation adjusted. So any way you could postpone? The other thing you can do is you can purchase an annuity contract with some of the money, certainly not all of it. And between that and the postponement of work and taking Social Security would be definitely helpful. And if you have a free and clear home or a home with a low mortgage on it, you could use a reverse mortgage to help buy. So I'm not saying it's out of the question, but it's very, very risky. For you, it's even riskier, a riskier time to retire, because out of $600,000, it's not that easy to generate $40,000 for the next 30 years. So I don't know. I would not advise you if that's what you have to spend. Now, I know some people say, well, just spend less money. But if you're counting on $40,000 plus your Social Security, and your Social Security say $45,000, that's $85,000 a year, and you've budgeted in $85,000 a year, I don't think you can get there from here. Like I said, if you postpone taking Social Security for the next four and worked two out of those four, and then all you had to do was drain, you know, $80,000 out of your portfolio, you're likely to make that on your $600,000. So then you'd be going into retirement with about $600,000. And you've got $61,000 coming in from Social Security. Now all you need is $19,000 a year from a $600,000 portfolio. That's more like it. That's 3%. Even with inflation, you could now take 4% and you'd be within the 4% rule limitations, so to speak. So, man, if you could work two more years and postpone taking your Social for four, I think you're in business. But to hang it up now is dangerous. Larry, you mentioned cities that have the potential for attractive real estate prices. What about Cleveland? You know, it's interesting that he mentions this, because I actually saw an investment news or someplace, I don't know exactly where, and Cleveland was in the top 10 along with Columbus, Ohio. I would have never thought that. I mean, I always think of Texas, but I didn't see very many Texas cities on that list. And I wish I could remember more, but certainly you didn't find any in California where there are attractive real estate prices. But a lot of it has to do with whether you're looking for a single-family home or an apartment or whatever. And one thing to remember is when you buy real estate, you have to buy it with the idea of selling it at some point or paying it off and using it as your own pseudo-annuity contract. So it's not just the cash flow that's important. So depending on what Larry needs, if you need cash flow, then looking in a place like Cleveland's probably okay. You're most likely not going to get the same level of appreciation, but you'll probably get a stronger cash flow than if you buy in one of the more, I don't want to say desirable markets. I'm sure a lot of people from Cleveland love Cleveland. I just don't think it's got this, you know, rampant price appreciation that you would see, you know, in a California city, but you're going to spend three times more. So in either event, it's funny that you mentioned that. Cleveland was way up there. Cleveland and Columbus were in the top 10, as I recall. Tampa, I think, was another one. And I just can't remember the others. I was thinking Dallas or Austin or San Antonio. I think San Antonio might have been on that list. I'm sure you can look it up. Hey, thank you all for tuning in to the one talk show in America, the Ray Lucia Show. I hope that you learned as much as I did in presenting this program to you today. Now go out and make it a great one. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online.
BizTalk Radio. Thank you.